This Love here on The Mix, 90.7 WKGC. Good morning, Producer Kells.
And good morning, I'm Tom. And you can see by the bat phone on the table, we have a special guest today.
I was wondering why you broke that out. It's not plugged into anything, but I think it really works.
No, I've actually seen that work. It used to be the listener call. In fact, it still has a listener call-in, the old listener call-in number, so we won't mention that number on air, but it still has it on there. The bat phone being out means that Commissioner Gordon is here.
Yes.
And at your service.
It's very true. I don't know if she ever phones Batman, but I bet sometimes she wants to.
I have a Batmobile. So.
Whoa, yes. All right. Julie Gordon is here from the Bay County Film Commission. We're going to be talking about what's going on in the world of video and movie and TV shows and all that fun stuff here. We have a new student assistant. Are we introducing our student assistant live, or doesn't he do live? And now he's looking terrified.
I don't think he's seen this microphone before.
Okay.
We'll take a quick break to get that situated, and then we'll have him on in the next break to say words. He knows how to do that.
Okay. Yeah. So, he can talk good.
Yeah, right after a little bit of the Eagles. Here on The Mix, Alice DJ, Better Off Alone. Here on The Mix, not quite.
Better Off Alone? No, I don't think so.
Because we're not alone. We have Film Commissioner.
We do. Julie Commissioner Gordon. Gordon, complete with a bat phone.
Yes.
Good morning.
I don't know who she calls on that thing, but I don't know.
Anybody,
I guess that's right.
It has no buttons, the operator just connects them.
Okay, yeah. You'd have to get an operator on that when there's no dial.
You know, I'm psychic.
He said no buttons. You can tell his age. It has no buttons, right?
That thing, rotary phone.
That thing was that's a chassis of a rotary phone.
Right. Okay.
That's so cute.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, tell us what's going on in film world. I keep seeing us on everywhere.
Yeah.
What's going on with that?
And I'm glad that you are part of us.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were at your studio the other night filming some teasers for a new show coming. And the new show is going to be dropped in November. It'll be called Tam Time. It's going to be on WJHG just after Saturday Night Live. And it is
an out-of-this-world
look at extraordinary people living extraordinary lives. So please look into Tam Time on Facebook, and we'll be just dropping a few teasers here and there. And I believe some of your students and the faculty are going to be helping us film some of this.
Wow. Yeah. I'm so glad you guys are around, because it really does, it gives a lot of our digital media students a real, and also our students from visual and performing arts, a real look at the real world rather than just the one we create here for them to learn their skills. But you actually get to go out and watch and participate in these skills being used.
And that's what's so exciting about this, Tom, is that, you know, this is the real world. And like the swag I'm wearing here from the show from a couple of weeks ago, Military Makeover, that was a monster show. That show probably, you know, brought in close to $1 million in revenue, economic impact, because of all the people that they hired, not just crew, but, you know, renovators, cleanup crew after they do construction, you know, builders, just transportation people.
Housing, restaurants, everything.
Oh, everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to have people locally that we can call in for work is fantastic. It really keeps the money in Bay County. So that's why it's so important. I love working with Gulf Coast State College and their technology programs, because you guys do supply a lot of these people, and we want them to stay here. We don't need them to leave the state to work.
No, nobody needs to. There's plenty of work here, and work in such diverse areas too. I mean, this is that what you guys do, I know, is extreme. Having been on shoots, it's extremely intense while it's going on. But then again, a lot of that work, you work like crazy for a while, and then you get a few days off before the next gig shows up. So
yeah, and you're freaking out waiting for that next gig, whether it's just one day or 2 days. But we just also released Kristen Burge's new video, and that just went great. Shot mostly behind the Sandpiper Beacon, and he's doing extremely well. He's gone into full-time music now.
Yeah,
and we just did the storyboard and just completed the portion of a new music video for a vocal group called Home Free. Those are somebody you need to keep on your radar. They're touring with Florida Georgia Line, and this is an a cappella group.
Wow. Now,
a cappella has a reputation that these guys are not that. They do Constant Sorrow from Soggy Bottom Boys better than the originals. I mean, they're amazing. So we're thrilled to be able to do those kind of shows and other TV. But music video is just something I love to work on.
I do too, and we do it. It's done at all levels around here. I've gone out and worked on the beach with at high budget work, and we've done stuff and work with people, local people around here, for just stuff that put up on YouTube too. It's a lot of fun, and you can be extremely creative with that.
And I give them all the same amount of love. Mm-hmm. You know, whether they're coming in here and spending $300,000 a day, or whether they're spending $300 a day, exactly. I give them the same amount of love, because you know what? You don't know where they're going to be next week.
You do not.
And it's
you
just absolutely it's good to treat people not, nice yeah. and show Bay County in the way it needs to be shown, and yeah, show it off.
It's. Yeah, most of these videos are really heavily showing off Bay County and what's available here on the Emerald Coast.
And that's big at the moment.
It is, and we need it, because people need to not think about us as a bunch of ruined neighborhoods with blue tarps on the roof, because it's not all like that. There is a 60-mile wide swath of it that looks pretty, still looking a little rough, as we say right now.
And don't think I'm not selling that too, because music videos love a post-apocalyptic look.
Some of them, I imagine they would. I hope. So far, I've only done happy love music, so I haven't had to dip into post-apocalyptic.
I'm calling Walking Dead and all those people. It's like, come down while it is, and let's keep making some money, honey. It's a whole new landscape to market. So,
Actually, one of our clients did a shoot in the old elementary school downtown off Harrison there. So I guess it's not true. Okay, never mind.
Yep.
Let's take a break. When we come back, I have not yet grilled Commissioner Gordon on what she's chosen for the vitamin B of the day. I don't know that she knows she has to do that yet.
Well, I hope now she does.
Well, I think she's listening. She's got her headphones on, so I think she's listening.
I'm not even listening, Tom.
Okay,
so.
Never mind.
But here's a little Boston, and we'll be right back here on The Mix.